Save big money now on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP Smart Side today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. People who have filmed weddings, what is the worst thing you've caught on camera and had to remove from the final video? The father of the groom was making his speech and got to a touching part about his wife, mother of the groom, who had passed away recently. I was filming from the back but got his sound okay, but there were a bunch of little kids near me playing quietly until one of them yelled "Goddammit, frick you" right as the father was tearing up. Nobody seemed to notice but it was plain as day on the tape, so I had to do a lot of delicate chopping on that one. Where is this that little kids curse with such malevolence? I didn't say my first curse word until I was like 12 and it was something clever like "screw your dong." My great uncle took over filming at the reception of my parents' wedding and halfway through it cuts to inside the kitchen where he's filming and hitting on the waitress getting the cake ready. It's both of my parents' favorite moment of the tape. When my brother got married, I was one of the bridesmaids. It was a super fun wedding but my sister-in-law, bride, got tanked during the reception. She threw up in the bathroom at one point. During the part where the bride throws the bouquet, we had to get her up there, hand her the flowers, and just tell her to throw. So, I'm in the crowd to catch it and I'm pretty tall for a girl. 5 minutes and 10 seconds. So I'm the tallest there. She drunkenly throws it and it beelines to my face. Of course, the bouquet was made of succulents. I had cuts under my eye for about a week and my cousin had the entire thing on camera from a side angle. It looks like a comedy sketch. Also didn't get the bouquet either because I was too preoccupied with getting hit in the face. WTF, why would you get a bouquet of succulents and then throw it at people? My aunt had a camera floating around for anyone to use at her wedding. While my dad was filming, one of the bridesmaids spilled a bottle of red wine on the center table of the room. It knocked a bunch of stuff off the table as well as making the white tablecloth red. Well, my father was facing the wrong way, so when you watch the video there is a crashing sound, then my father spins around and says very clearly, "Freaking crap, I missed it," as the bridesmaids are scrambling to stop the chaos. Funniest part of that video by far. At my own wedding, we got married in a dear friend's front garden I had helped put together as a teenager. Just as we got to the vows, you can hear people sniffling, just about to cry, when the telltale sound of an ice cream van starts to build. It gets louder and louder until it abruptly stops. The driver obviously noticed what they were approaching and shut off the music at what was essentially the property line to the next door neighbor. Silence as they creeped by the house. Then, as soon as they hit the next house, full blast again, "Do your ears hang low." Everyone burst out laughing. Should've come back by 10 minutes later. Welder made hella money. That is absolutely hilarious and I hope it made the final cut. Sister-in-law was trying to use the wedding photographer as a personal photographer or something to take pictures of her family. She absolutely denied it for 4 months until we watched the video from the videographer that caught her literally saying the bride said that she wants you to take pictures of family, so our photographer missed a good 20 minutes of the reception too. Take pictures of her and her family and then came to us and was like, "Hey, we didn't discuss this," and tells me what the sister-in-law said. I go to her and she denies it all and says, "Oh, the photographer told us that she wanted to take pictures of the family members, although it was only her and her family, which we weren't on good terms with. They weren't even invited." So months later we are sitting around watching footage, and just like a scene from The Office, you see and hear with perfect clarity, "Oh, the bride wants you to take pictures of the families, not the reception. We are ready when you are." And the sill is sitting in the corner of the room and stomps her way to the door and slams it as she leaves. Haha, that's awesome. There was a just nominal post not that long ago about some narcissistic mill, who also wasn't on good terms with the bride and groom, dragging the photographer off to take pictures of her family intentionally excluding everybody else. This didn't have to be removed and jokes were actually made about sending it to AFV. A number of years ago in my early 20s I went to my cousin's wedding. My father asked me to dance and it was going quite well until he asked to dip me. I said no, I was pretty big at the time and figured he couldn't support my weight and would drop me. He was rather disappointed and the dance ended soon after. About 3 dances later, I hear him calling my name across the dance floor. I look up and he is gleefully dancing with my mother and shouts, "Hey, been Thorodonath at 2x. This is how you dip someone," and promptly dips my mother and drops her straight onto the floor. All proudly caught on video and still referenced at every family wedding to this day. In all fairness, this is how my bill broke my sister's collarbone. Glad it just ended up as a funny video for your mom. I've filmed dozens of weddings. I put a wireless mic on the groom in a lot of cases, so I get everything he mutters before, during, and after the ceremony. Most of my cutting was audio related. Lots of guys' buddies telling them they have a chance to run series and not. My favorite though was walking down the aisle after the ceremony. The groom whispers to the bride, "We're getting it on as soon as we leave this church," and the bride gave him this hilarious look and we're basically jogging out of the church. And everything the guests filmed on the video guest book was delivered, good or bad. Definitely had a drunk aunt go on a 15-minute tirade once, and lots of raunchy stories from drunk friends of the bride and groom, but nothing that stands out as too WTF. We made the mistake of deciding to set up ours ourselves on a tripod in the rear of the chapel, and let it roll. The plan would have been brilliant if not for the fact it got bumped when someone walked past, and was instead filming nice solid shot of one of the uncles fighting a particularly stubborn wedgie for far too long. Someone noticed it and adjusted it, eventually. Nice solid shot of one of the uncles fighting a particularly stubborn wedgie for far too long. Someone noticed it and adjusted it, eventually. Glad someone stepped in to help him out. Filming the father of the bride's speech, he mumbled his way through it. The guest in front of me said, "Well, that was freaking crap," and only then remembered I was behind him and sheepishly looked round. Was at a wedding where the only time the father of the groom mentioned the bride in his long speech was to tell her that the best thing she ever did was marry his son. Not me, but my buddy was the videographer for a wedding. During the ceremony, they had candles lining the aisle and the mother of the bride decided to get closer so she could get a better picture. While she was taking pictures, she started walking backwards. Well, she walked backwards right into one of the candle holders and knocked it over right into someone's lap. Commence chaos. Guy jumps up trying to put out the fire that's now in his lap. Guy's wife starts screaming at the women. It took about 20 minutes to get everything calmed down. Marriage went off without a hitch afterwards. And yes, it was all caught on camera. The bride insisted it be cut out of the final video, so my buddy put it on a separate tape for us all to laugh at later. Edit: I now understand RIP inbox. For clarification, they did get married. Without a hitch may have been the wrong terminology, but we'll just go with it. I texted my buddy this morning to see if he still has the clip somewhere. This happened about 6 years ago and he now owns his own production company now, so it's probably long gone. My husband filmed at my sister's wedding and we got a lovely shot of a pager boy having a pee in the bushes during the outdoor photo bit. There's a fat dude with his shirt off sitting in the grass in one of our photos. Vaguely related, my aunt did the whole disposable cameras on each table thing, along with a professional team, and she got quite a few dong pics. I'm not a photographer, but saw the funniest thing get caught on camera during a wedding. We were in Jamaica and a couple was getting married on a crowded resort beach. A large drunk guy wades into the water and goes directly behind the bride and groom like 10 feet back. He keeps trying to get on one of those floating things anchored in the water and falling off again and again. The guests and people around are just watching this guy try to hold his drink, falling all over the place, floating around. It was hilarious and also really embarrassing to watch. Oh boy. I didn't make it, but when we were at my cousin's wedding, my mother fell a total of 3 times. All 3 times, my dad, me or my 2 other siblings weren't around, so we didn't really believe she kept tripping over her dress. That was until the next day when she had a bruise the size of Eurasia on her thigh. We were left scratching our heads like how. Then the video for the wedding came out, along with bloopers. In the bloopers you see my mother hopping around with her friend and doing bad Irish dancing when she lands, catches the hem of her dress, skids and falls backwards over said friend before baiting herself off the floor. Through the tears I felt bad, haha. Before baiting herself off the floor. I can't even tell what this might be a typo of. happened to my parents at their wedding and didn't get removed from the video. When they got out of their limo, some kid on a bike came up to them and yelled, "Get the frick out of here. You don't belong here." Kid must have been only 7 or 8 and the wedding was in my mom's hometown. Lol. I'd have made that the intro. Don't think we took it out of the video, but it was funny. Catholic wedding. Drinking of the wine at communion. There was quite a bit of wine left after everyone went through. Most times I've seen the priest just finish it. For some reason this guy wants the parishioners to finish it, but everyone is having a hard time figuring out what he wants. He wants everyone to go through again, nobody gets it. My brother reaches over, takes the chalice and pounds the remaining wine, lays it back on the altar. Resulting in +1 holiness and -2 dexterity effect for your brother. It was my wedding, and we didn't have it removed, nor would we have, but the camera didn't pick up the audio. So when you look at the video, you see us making our vows, then the whole wedding party laughing, then it continues. What happened was the ring bearer, a little boy about 3 or 4, during the vows where I'm asked, "Senior, do you take this woman to be your lawfully wedded wife?" And this kid says, not quietly, "You mean he doesn't have to marry her?" Lol, it just blew his mind that a guy would willingly marry a girl. After my brother and his wife were announced and pastor says, "You may now kiss your bride," my little nephew loudly said, "And now they can make babies." I used to videotape weddings for a few years. The funniest thing I ever saw, I was during a dollar dance, aka honeymoon dance. A guest went to dance with the bride, gave her a $20 bill, and asked for change. At another wedding, they had little bottles of bubbles instead of rice so that guests could blow bubbles on the couple as they left the church. One boy, about 10, would take a mouthful of bubbles and blow it out instead of using the little dipper. He made better bubbles than anyone. My dad does them. The fashion for ludicrous choreographed dances was at its height. The bride had forced her reluctant groom to dance classes. Dancing to "I've Had the Time of My Life." Their big moment arrived, and the room collapsed into laughter. The first two verses were just them facing each other about 6 feet apart, swaying and clicking their fingers. At the sing reaches climax, she was supposed to run and leap into his arms. They didn't get that far. The bride ran off in tears. My dad had to calm her down, then make an announcement to the room that they must let them have their moment. They did the dance again and no one spoke of it again. I can't help but cringe. That's terrible. Not film but photo. Had to Photoshop a fully exposed boob out of the picture. Bride tossed her bouquet over her shoulder while wearing a strapless dress, right after she came over to look at the pictures on the small camera screen. So we scroll through them and there's a perfect picture bouquet in the air. Looks of joy and anticipation. The screen was way too small to notice the boob slip. Got back home, processing the pictures, and that picture had pretty much all of her boob flying out of her dress. Trouble was the best picture of the sequence by far. Spent an entire afternoon getting it back in the dress. Good times. Short one with a husbandzilla. They were practicing a choreographed dance to A Whole New World. Disney songs are big right now. He flipped his crap because it wasn't perfect and said they weren't going to do the dance. She was obviously upset. I awkwardly left the room as it was just the three of us and the photographer. They did the dance and it was totally fine. Just seemed like such a stupid thing to flip out about, especially as your new wife on your wedding day. Ran into them at a bar some time later and they didn't recognize me, but they both seemed happy. I think the equivalent to Bridezilla would be Groomzilla. Not a photographer, but on my wife my wedding video, we were watching it a few weeks post-wedding. And out of nowhere, there's this dude I've never seen before, just standing there, holding up a greeting card with a naked male model on it, full wang exposed. We both were like, "WTF is this crap?" When we pressed him, he said the mother of the bride's friend wanted to hold the card up for the camera, and kept pestering him about it. The cameraman didn't want any part of it, but my mill told him to go along. So yeah, there's full frontal male nudity on my wedding video. I wasn't a videographer, but was a DJ. My partner and I had set up the equipment and done our tests. When the wedding party and guests arrived, we did our final mic checks to make sure everything would be ready for the first dance. When we checked the wireless mic, I noticed there was a lot of static in it, so I asked my partner to walk around the venue while talking into the mic to see if I could get any idea what was going on. I put the microphone into cue and put on a pair of headphones to listen as he walked around. He started by saying, "Test, test, test." Then he would walk by a guy and go, "Testicle, testicle, testicle." Then by a woman and go, "Breast, breast, breast." Pretty soon, he's walking around the banquet hall saying, "Testicle, testicle, breast, testicle, breast, breast." He does this around the entire perimeter of the facility until he gets back to me. When he got back, I told him that there was too much static and we would just need to switch to the wired mic. Once we got things switched over, I decided to work on the wireless a little more, so I turned off the transmitter and just listened to the static from the receiver. After 30 seconds or so, I started to pick out voices and thought to myself, "Oh crap." I started looking around and, sure enough, there's the videographer talking to his partner and their mouths match up with the voices I'm hearing. Turns out his wireless mic was on the same frequency as ours, so my partner possibly caused "breast, breast, testicle, testicle" to be recorded on this couple's tape of their cherished memories. In 70 years there's going to be an episode of some ghost hunters type show. Legend has it that at the beginning of the 21st century, video cameras of the era recorded a provocative spirit within these very walls. My dad used to videotape and photograph weddings when I was a kid, including my cousin's wedding. My cousin and I have an age gap. I was 3 at his wedding. My dad was photographing things, my mom acting as his assistant, and no one was watching me. So naturally, I found my way to the pretty pretty cake, and, very uncharacteristically of me, even as a small child, I walked right up and wiped a fistful of it before it was cut. My mom was frantically trying to cover it up, and when my cousin saw, he was a good sport about it. Didn't really matter in the end anyway. My cousin was a Marine at the time and one of his superiors was the one to cut the cake. He sliced it in half with a broadsword, so no one cared about my side swipe in the end. I watched the videotape of my parents' wedding a while back, only now noticing that my father said, "Lawfully bedded wife, come on dad, have some class. Apple didn't fall far from the tree, thick dick." Obligatory not me, but there is a famous YouTuber who invited another YouTuber to her wedding. This other YouTuber ended up stealing thousands and thousands of dollars from her during the reception. She was going through the cards and collected all of the checks and cash given to her, something to the tune of $30,000. During the father-daughter dance, the videographer actually caught this girl stealing one of the bridesmaid's handmade brooch bouquets. In the background, you can actually see her taking the bouquet and shoving it into a backpack. She actually showed that part of her wedding video YouTube for everyone to see, too. I know a lot of people might say this was just staged for drama, but the whole thing went to court, which is public record. At my own wedding, our friend interviewed all of the wedding party later on in the evening to get some funny stuff for our wedding video. One of my brothers suggested I squirt in the vagut, SP, in order to make some nephews or nieces for him. The spelling is correct. I helped edit a wedding video someone else shot. The wedding was on a beach, and at the part where the couple is exchanging rings and vows, there are 2 middle-aged fat dudes in the background, about 100 meters away, skinny dipping, framed perfectly between the marrying couple. One of the dudes saw the camera, so of course he jumped up and started shaking his dong around. Couldn't edit it out because it was at such a pivotal moment of the ceremony, so that couple will always have those nudie rudies in their video. Literally everything the groom did during the reception. Had the wedding and it was about 20 minutes drive to the reception hall. He showed up absolutely plowed. I guess he drank a half bottle of vodka on the way over, and he was a mean drunk. The groomsmen spent all night keeping him from starting fights, puking on the dance floor, pee on the dance floor, yelling at the DJ, flirting with the bartender. It was a complete mess. Bride ended up just telling everyone the video got eaten by the VCR. This was early 90s. I was so odd because the rest of the family of both sides were very normal, nice people. This wasn't a white trash wedding or anything like it. It's almost like everyone expected this of him and just went along with it. Very strange. my friend's wedding video. They had handmade the decorations around their unity candle, and after they lit it and went back to the ceremony, the decorations, paper, now with melty wax, and adjacent to a flame, went up in flames, making a huge pillar of fire in the background that the bride, groom, and officiant couldn't see due to their positions. Funny incidental, a none of the guests, a good number of whom are firefighters, have a panic over the situation or even seem to care, and free on board, a local fire chief, walks up on stage to extinguish the candle in the middle of the ceremony. About 2 minutes later, I didn't film it and wished I had to this date. My friend got married to a woman with a young son. She was nearing the end of her visa and suddenly fell madly in love with him. MHMM. He was blindly in love with her, and at the wedding, instead of standard vows, they wrote their own. He went on and on about her and them and love and all that. Everyone turned to her and she said, "I share the same sentiment." That was it. My husband and I still say this to each other after one of us is particularly sappy. One of my relatives' wedding was going along smoothly, no big troubles, food was eaten, and people began to drink. Later on the evening after midnight, I went out to catch a breath. The whole thing was held at a castle-like restaurant hotel, and the bride came along. We had a nice chat and decided to have a selfie in front of said building. I didn't check the picture, supposed it was good enough, and went back inside with her. I went over some small details of the picture, like the guy taking a pee next to the building, the lovely lady holding her friend's hair while she pukes her soul out in someone's dead body who passed out on the driveway. The thing that this much beauty could fit into a small little selfie is still amazes me to this day. My uncle just had a wedding and it was a very nice wedding. Towards the end of the night, before they had their final dance, his ex-girlfriend walked into the wedding with her 2-year-old son in her arms, pulled my uncle by the ear and started slapping the crap out of him in front of all the guests. She even went to the extent of saying they were still married. He was never married to her. After it was all said and done, his ex-girlfriend got dragged out by my family. All of it was recorded on video. I'm pretty sure the guy who recorded it still has all of this on video, lol. I was caught on camera at a wedding, after dancing with the smocking MILF, with a giant erection, giving the camera a big 2 thumbs up. Comma giant erection. What an optimist. I wish I could see the video from this one wedding I worked on. My marching band is frequently booked on weddings of alumni and whatnot. For weddings, birthdays, etc., we're generally supposed to be a surprise for the guests. On this particular gig, the wedding was on a beach, and near the end of the ceremony we were instructed to get set up behind the guests to play while the bride and groom led everyone to the reception area behind us. As we get our cue to set up, a car drives by. The driver sees us walking up to the wedding, rolls down his window, and shouts, "Yeah, go USC." We signal at him to be quiet and not attract attention to us, so what does he do? He yells, even louder, "Frick UCLA." This was pretty much during the couple's vows, so I'm really curious if the videographer found a way to cut the yelling from this spirited passerby. One wedding had a lot of pot and liquor bottles in the groom's hotel room. One of the other weddings, the bride dodged the groom's kiss. I cringed really hard and decided to remove that scene from the wedding altogether. 1. I was filming a wedding ceremony and the sister of the bride passed out and fell to her right side and proceeded to tumble down the hill. Her body hit a bush about halfway down, stopping her from tumbling all the way down. Shooting the ceremony, I always have a camera focus on the bride's face and the bridesmaid in the background. You can see in the background the sister faint and tumble down, and the bride just looks over her right shoulder and back at the groom and rolls her eyes. Bride requested I edit out her eye roll. 2. I shoot the wedding reception dancing in slow motion, and during the Cupid shuffle dance I caught a guy and a girl just giving each other the biggest lustful looks to each other, while the guy's girlfriend, who was a bridesmaid, was seriously right next to him, but she wasn't paying attention. I put that clip of them ogling each other in the wedding highlight, honestly thinking they were a couple. A few months later I met up with the bride and groom to grab a beer, and the bride told me she didn't even notice that clip until after she posted the video on Facebook and her friends noticed that clip. Turned out the guy had been cheating on his girlfriend with that chick he was ogling at the wedding. She later asked if I could remove that clip. You have been visited by the Holy Doggo. Like and subscribe, you magnificent person.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com. Save big.